This is Dean Rivers on behalf of Action Against Agrofuels. This morning on the 7th of August, we accessed the West Thurrock Biofuel Depot run by Greenergy at 8:45 in the morning, and we blocked the entrance road so that tankers couldn't enter or leave, and we also mounted the main silo and dropped a 40-foot banner before locking onto the stairwell. The intention was to last as long as we could. We were successful on both counts. On the road blockade, 8 people locked on using arm tubes. They remained in place for an hour and a half before police malhandled the group and caused so much distress that the protesters were forced to break the link, and 5 out of the 8 were arrested. These heavy-handed tactics were picked up on camera. The police were completely unapologetic. There were serious breaches of health and safety, and on one occasion, blood was drawn from one of the protesters. On the stairwell, we managed to blockade for 5 hours, finishing at 2:15. There were 4 arrests after the D-locks were cut from the protesters. We felt forced to undergo this protest to draw attention to the severe impacts that large-scale agrofuels are causing in a multitude of ways. In particular, we're facing the destruction of tropical rainforests and the risks that causes to climate as rainforests drive the rainfall cycle. And without predictable rainfall, we wouldn't be able to grow crops and we wouldn't be able to feed 6.5 billion people. So this is a very serious initial point. Then there's the issue of the additional contribution to climate change. All agrofuels make climate change worse and add more in terms of emissions than the fossil fuels they replace. There is a major human rights abuse. Many corporations are now involved in land grabs, pushing small-scale farmers in the developing South off their land, and the land being acquired by big agribusiness to turn into large-scale monocultures for biofuels. Many of the major corporations are involved in this and turn a blind eye and even distance themselves from the problems that their own companies are causing. Another challenge is the increase in food prices that agrofuels are causing. Because agrofuels are linked to the price of crude oil, then inadvertently their food prices becomes linked as well. So food price tracks the price of crude oil through the medium of biofuels. And it doesn't matter whether we're talking about soya or palm oil or rapeseed oil or sugar beet. Any of these products and others used as traditional foods that are now being used for agrofuels are showing a very high increase in price, and that means that poor people are unable to afford these basic food staples, so much so that 37 countries have been protesting and rioting in this year alone. A sample taken from Greenergy's biofuel by Greenpeace assessed that 30% was coming from palm oil and 70% of the biofuel was soya. Now, both these agrofuels are associated with massive tropical deforestation. In the case of palm oil, it's tropical peatland deforestation from Southeast Asia, and one study earlier this year showed that it was 840 times as damaging to climate as the fossil fuel diesel that it replaced. So far from being green, it actually added very significantly to greenhouse gas emissions. Soya bean oil also has a massive greenhouse gas contribution. And further, soya is very much associated with the destruction of rainforests in South America, the Amazon in particular, but also some of the delicate, fragile forests of Argentina, like the humid Yungas forest, which is now being decimated in order to provide soy products for the north. Jean Ziegler, a year ago, was the UN rapporteur on food, and he described biofuels as a crime against humanity, and he called for a 5-year moratorium. Many other NGOs have come forward and also calling for a 5-year moratorium. In fact, over 200 NGOs have come forward supporting this. We're also seeing moratoria called for by NGOs in the United States, by NGOs in Africa. Many NGOs in India and in South America are also calling for a halt to the targets set in European and the US, European countries and in the US, for biofuels. if I give you just one example, to fill a 4x4, one tank full, using bioethanol made from grain, that same grain would feed a person for a year. So corporations like Greenergy, Tesco, and Harvest Energy, that are all based at the West Thurrock site, are quite simply profiteering out of the humanitarian disasters caused by food price rises and displacement of peoples from the land, the damage done to rainforest, and from accelerated climate change. And their actions are hand in glove with government, who are choosing to turn a blind eye to the damage, despite the very severe challenge that they're getting, even from their own internal think tanks like the Environmental Audit Committee, who are coming out strongly saying that we must bring targets and incentives for agri-fuels to a halt. One thing I will end on is that the Renewable Transport Fuel Obligation, the piece of legislation that came in April this year, has called for 2.5% a 2.5% mix of agri-fuels in all fossil fuel, petrol and diesel. And the general public may not know it, but every time they fill up their vehicles, they are contributing to the damaging effects on climate, on rainforests, and on human poverty. So we have to be very careful and start to recognize that as we remain unwitting contributors by virtue of the fact that we have to get around, even if we try to minimize our use of vehicles, we need to compensate for that. And one of the ways we can do it is by taking action ourselves, to join protest groups, to come out and show the local councils and governments that people are not going to accept this, to write to your MPs, to support email campaigns, and also to take part in direct action. We're asking for people to use innovative ways to make the government recognize that this is a very serious issue. If we don't, we'll face catastrophe as a result of agri-fuels, as the climate depends upon intact rainforests in order to retain climate stability. So during this week of Climate Camp, we are aiming to raise awareness of the significant contribution that agri-fuels are making to accelerating climate change. Thank you.